कुमारेश सोनो गुहस्कंद सेनापते शक्तिपाणि मयूराधिरूढ़ पुलिंदात्मजाकांत भक्तातिहारिन् प्रभो तारकारे सदा रक्ष मां त्वम्। हे कुमार, हे ईशसोनो, हे गुह, हे स्कंद, हे सेनापते, हे शक्तिपाणि, हे मयूराधिरूढ, हे पुलिंदात्मजाकांत, हे भक्तार्तिहारिन् प्रभो तारकारे सदा रक्ष मां त्वम्। So we are still seeing the context of Vishwasahasranama. I take it because it's very important to have thorough understanding of Sahasranama. So see the context also. So we saw Yudhishthira's 5 questions, then Bhishma's answer. Even in his answer, Bhishma himself is describing the glory of Bhagavan. We have covered up to, let us read quickly. Yudhishthira uvacha kimekam daivatam loke kimvapyekam parayanam stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnayur manavashubham ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatah paramo matah kim japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat shri bhishma uvacha jagat प्रभुं देवदेवमनन्तं पुरुषोत्तमं स्तुवन्नाम सहस्रेण पुरुषस्सततोत्थितः तमेव चार्चयन् नित्यं भक्त्या पुरुषमौयम् ध्यायन् स्तुवन्नमस्यंश्च यजमानस्तमेव च अनादिनिधनं विष्णुं सर्वलोकमहेश्वरं लोकाध्यक्षं स्तुवन् नित्यं सर्वदुःखातिगो भवेत् ब्रह्मण्यं सर्वधर्मज्ञं लोकानां कीर्तिवर्धनं लोकनाथं महद्भूतं सर्वभूतभवोद्भवं एष मे सर्वधर्माणां धर्मोऽधिकतमो मतः यद्भक्त्या पुण्डरीकाक्षं स्तवैरर्चेन्नरः सदा परमं यो महत्तेजः परमं यो महत्तपः परमं यो महद्ब्रह्म परमं यः परायणम् पवित्राणां पवित्रं यो मङ्गलानां च मङ्गलं दैवतं देवतानां च भूतानां यो व्ययः पिता यतः सर्वाणि भूतानि भवन्त्यादियुगागमे यस्मिंश्च प्रलयं यान्ति पुनरेव युगक्षये तस्य लोकप्रधानस्य जगन्नाथस्य भूपते विष्णोर्नाम सहस्रं मे शृणु पापभयापहम् यानि नामानि गौणानि विख्यातानि महात्मनः ऋषिभिः परिगीतानि तानि वक्ष्यामि भूतये। सो हियर् विष्णोः नामसहस्रं मे शृणु, मे यु लिसन् टु 1000 names of Lord Vishnu from me. And who is this Lord Vishnu? Who is the Lord? The first concept of Ishvara. How do you say the Lord? The Lord of the universe. Actually, we prefer the word Lord. Lord in Sanskritam is called Ishvaraha or Ishaha. Ishvaraha or Ishaha means the Lord. Is there a Lord who lords the universe? Actually, Ishaha means the one who rules. Lord is the one who rules, the ruler. Lord is the ruler. The ruler is the Lord. So, can we say that there's somebody who's ruling this world, ruling us all? No. Really speaking, Lord is, Ishvara is a status attributed to the very reality, from the standpoint of the universe. Which means, it is that reality because of the presence of which the universe becomes manifest. Universe becomes available for recognition, enjoyment, and experience. It is because the reality, again, universe enjoys at least relative existence. It is because of the Lord, the universe again becomes, because of the reality, universe becomes again unmanifest for some time. So the absolute reality, because of the presence of which the universe becomes manifest, becomes available for enjoyment and experience. And because of the presence of which reality, the universe enjoys existence for some time, at least relatively. And because of the presence of which reality, the universe again becomes unmanifest, not available for enjoyment for some time. That reality is given the status of being the creator, sustainer, and the one in whom the universe resolves. When you see that reality as the one who has the status being the creator, sustainer, and the resolver of the universe, then that reality is also given the title Ishwaraha, the Lord. Therefore, it is said here, Yataha Sarvani Bhutani Yuga Agame Bhavanti, from which this, in the beginning of creation, in the beginning of the Yuga, all beings come into existence. Again, Yasmimscha Pralayam Yanti Yugakshaye, at the end of the Yuga, again in whom everything resolves. And it is this Lord who is the very sustainer of the universe. Pradhanaha means who lends existence to the universe. Or who is the Lord of the universe. And that 1,000 names of that Lord. No, please listen from me. For what? Why? Because that Nama Sahasram is equal to Bhaya Apaham. Papa Bhayapaham. Nama Sahasram Papa Bhayapaham. It removes Papam and Bhayam, fear. Okay, we saw that already. Yani Namani Gaunani Vikhyatani Mahatmanah Rishibhiv Parigitani Tani Vakshami Bhutaye. See, those names, Yani Nama means those names which are Gaunani. Gaunani means secondary names. But Vikhyatani, very well known, very popular. Vikhyatani. And these names of the Lord, Mahatma, Mahatma is a word used to mean even a person of vision. Ajnani. Atma means mind. And Mahat means great. The person of great mind is the one whose mind is free from ignorance. The one whose mind has knowledge. So, Mahanatma Yasya means the one whose mind is a great mind. Great mind is the mind which is free from ignorance, which has knowledge. If any wise person is known as Mahatma. But here Mahatma means, here not the Jnani. Here Mahatma means the greatest self, the great self, the absolute self. Absolute self means the only self, the truth, which is the only self of all the beings. The truth, which is the only self of all the beings. Usually we hear the word Mahatma, Mahatma very commonly, which means a wise person. But here it means the Bhagavan, the absolute self, the only self of all beings is Mahatma, which is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Mahatma, because Bhagavan is the only truth, only Swarupam of everything here. Like how water is the only truth of all the waves, like the only truth, only reality, only self, only Swarupam of all the beings of the entire universe. Therefore, Mahatma, Mahanatma, Mahatma, the absolute self. So Mahatmanaha is the positive case of the Lord. Mahatma means the Lord. Mahatmanaha of the Lord. So those names which are secondary, which are well explained, Vikhyatani means well known names of the Lord. Those names which are well known names of the Lord, Rishibhi Parigitani, they have been repeatedly recited in praise of the Lord by all the Rishis. Rishibhi Parigitani. Gitam means a sung participle. Gitani, they were sung. It means they were recited. Parigitani means they were all over, everywhere, always repeatedly, they were recited. What? The names of the Lord were recited. The sung in praise of the Lord. So, Yani, Gaunani, Vikhyatani, Mahatmanaha Namani, Rishtani, Rishibhi Parigitani, Parishbhi Rishibhi Parigitani, this has many adjectives for Namani. Okay. Gaunani Namani, Yani Gaunani Vikhyatani, Rishibhi Parigitani, Mahatmanaha Namani. Those names are secondary names which are very well known names and repeatedly all over recited by the Rishis, the names of the Lord. Tani Vakshyami Bhutaye. I shall tell. Vakshyami means I shall tell those names. Tani, those names. Bhutaye, for prosperity. For all forms of wealth, including moksha. For bhutihi. Bhutihi is a beautiful feminine gender noun. Bhutihi. Bhutihi. Niti, kirti, like that, bhutihi. Bhutihi means, literally it means wealth, prosperity. But here, prosperity implies all four purusharthas. Includes jnanam, includes moksha also. Moksha is also moksha lakshmi. See, moksha also is a form of lakshmi. Moksha lakshmi, jnana lakshmi, santana lakshmi, all forms of wealth. All forms of wealth. So, bhutihi bhutaye means for all forms of wealth. All four purusharthas. Bhutaye is the fourth case. Rishir nama sahasrasya vedavyaso mahamunihi. Rishir nama sahasrasya Vedavyaso Mahamunihi, Chando Nushtup Tatha Devo, Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha, Amrutam Shudbhavo Bijam, Shaktir Devaki Nandanaha, Trisa Mahrdayam Tasya, Shantyarthe Viniyujyate. It's very interesting. Please note this 14th verse. 14th verse presents the nyasa in a verse form. What is a nyasa? I must know. Always before beginning to recite any stotram, especially which has the mantra status, it is very important to remember the rishi. Four factors I told: rishihi, chandas, meter, Devata who is invoked, the deity who is invoked. Bhagavan invoked the form of a given deity. Devata, deity. Then benefit, the purpose. Why do we recite? No? Who is the rishi of the given stotram? And what is the meter in which the stotram is constructed? And who is the devata who is invoked in these verses? Then what is the purpose of reciting this? The purpose of reciting. There may be some purpose. We never do anything uselessly, meaninglessly. Therefore, the purpose must be very clear. Purpose. The four aspects are very important. Apart from that, sometimes they'll also give you bijam. Then shaktihi. Then hridayam. Bijam, shaktihi, hridayam. Totally seven factors, I can tell you. Rishihi, chandas, devata, bijam, shaktihi, hridayam, then prayojanam. Seven factors. Four are most important. So rishihi, chandas, devata, bijam, shaktihi, hridayam, prayojanam. Means the purpose. Of these seven, four are important. That is rishi, devata, meter, devata, then purpose. Okay. The word bijam, shaktihi, hridayam, I will explain in due course of time. Understand these four now. So here, and this Bhishmacharya puts all of them in the verse form. Look at this. Rishihi nama sahasrasya rishihi mahamunihi vedavyasaha. Nama sahasrasya means the work of thousand names, the work consisting of the stotram consisting of thousand names is nama sahasram. Nama sahasrasya, positive case. Rishihi, the rishi of this stotram, rishi of this text of thousand names, rishihi of this text of thousand names, nama sahasram, text of thousand names, nama sahasrasya, of the text of thousand names. Positive case. So nama sahasrasya rishihi, the rishi of the text of thousand names is great sage Vedavyasaha, maha munihi Vedavyasaha. I want to give a note here. The word Vyasaha itself means compiler. Vyasyati is a verb which means compiles. So it must have been a surname of the person. But actually, original name is not known. Like you say, Kabra is surname, isn't it? There can be many other Kabras also. Like that, when you say any pillai, if you say any surname, you know, like Batra, you say any many names. So this also Vyasa is a surname, must have a surname. Why Vyasa? I means compiler. So Veda Vyasaha, we do not know, but the Vyasa who compiled all four Vedas, one Veda, all mantras which formed one Veda, he divided them into four and compiled them into four Vedas. Therefore, he is called Vedavyasa. And that Vedavyasa himself is a great sage, Mahamunihi. Mahan Munihi, two words. Mahamunihi, one word. You see two separately, put them together. Print mistake. Mahan Munihi, two different words. One word means Mahamunihi, great sage. So Rishihi is the seer of these verses, is Vedavyasaha, great sage. And the word Munihi, already I explained to you many times. Munihi means Manana Shilaha Munihi. Manana Shilaha means one who is capable of remaining focused in the truth. One who does not lose sight of the truth. One who does not lose sight of the truth. One who remains focused in the vision of the truth. It means one who can never miss the truth. One must have the vision of the truth. One must continue to have the same vision of the truth. Isn't it? Manana Shilaha Munihi. A great sage, man of great vision. So Mahamunihi means great sage. Great sage means the person of great vision of the great truth. The person of widest vision. One who has the vision of the truth is the person of widest vision. Widest vision means what? The one who can see everything as Bhagavan. Being able to see everything as the manifestation of only truth is what? There's nothing other than Bhagavan. If you see, that is the widest vision. Okay. So the person of vision of the truth, person of widest vision is Mahamunihi, great sage. Vyadivyasaha is the Rishihi. So side note, okay? Not nothing to do with this. Now, Chandaha Anushtup. What is the meter? Anushtup is the name of the meter in which these verses are constructed. Anushtup Chandaha means a verse must have four quarters. A line will have two quarters. Each, there will be two lines, couplets. There are couplets having four quarters. Each line having two quarters. Anushtup, I'm not elaborating on the meter details, so I want to understand. So mostly Bhagavad Gita verses are all Anushtup. Ramayana verses are Anushtup. It's also Anushtup only. Some verses are in Trishtup, Bhagavad Gita. So Anushtup is the name of the meter. And who is Devata? Devata, Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha. Bhagavan, who incarnated as Krishna, son of Devaki. Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha is the Devata. See, Devata, so invoke the grace of the all-pervasive Bhagavan, from whom, because of whose presence the universe becomes manifest, because of whose presence the universe is sustained, because of whose presence the universe becomes unmanifest also. That Bhagavan Vishnu has come in the form of son of Devaki incarnated, and he is the Devata here. Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha is the Devata. Devata or Devaha mean the same. Deity invoked. Now, Bijam. Amrutamsh Udbhavaha. Amrutamshu. Amrutamsh Udbhavaha. Bijam. amritamsh udbhavaha bija. Just know the term, I'll explain it. Amritamsh udbhavaha bijam. Shaktihi again devaki nandanaha. Same thing is repeated as shakti again. Devaki nandanaha means the joy of devaki is called devaki nandanaha. See, the verb nandati means rejoices, delights. Nandanam, nandana, nandanaha means the one who, the source of delight. One who causes joy, brings joy. Any child for a mother is a joy only. Supposed to be a joy. Okay. So, devaki nandanaha. Joy. Then, Trisama, Hridayam is Trisama. So, Bijam, Shaktihi, Hridayam, I'll explain later. Now, understand these three verses, keep them separately because I have to explain to you. Then, what is the purpose, Prayojanam? Shantihi, Shantyartham. Tasya hridayam trisama. The hridayam of this stotram is trisama. Then, purpose is shantyartham. In fact, you can say for everything, you can chant this for artha, kama, dharma, moksha, everything. Chaturvida purushana, purushartha praptyartham. Chaturvida purushartha praptyartham, you can say. But what is the most important a person searches? Most importantly, what is sought after by all people is the peace. Shantihi. I want to be mentally peaceful. I want to be peaceful. Ultimately, what is sought is peace. So peace is possible only if there is happiness. When you're unhappy, you cannot be peaceful. In unhappiness, you'll be disturbed, distracted, very disturbed. In happiness, you'll be peaceful. So what you want for peace, absolute peace, is happiness. And for what happiness, what you want is knowledge of the truth, knowledge of Bhagavan. Okay, therefore, Shantyarthe means Chaturvidha Purushartha Praptyartham. Ultimately for jnanam, for happiness, and ultimately for the absolute peace, non-disturbable peace. Shantihi, peace, shantyate, for the purpose of obtaining the everlasting absolute peace. That is the purpose. Shantyate, viniyujyate. Viniyujyate is a passive verb. Viniyogaha, presentation. You came across in Devi Mahatmyam. Viniyujyate is presented. Shantyarthe viniyujyate. Okay, now you have learnt all four important factors. Who is the Rishi of Vishnu Sahasranama? And who is the Devata invoked here? What is the meter? And what is the purpose? Shantyarthe, Shantyartham, viniyujyate. So Bhishmacharya, he knows these names, he knows this text, he's reciting them, and he tells Yudhishthira, introduces this. Vishnum Jishnum Mahavishnum Prabhavishnum Maheshwaram Anekarupa Daityantam Namami Purushottamam. Even before beginning to recite the 1000 names, he repeatedly offers salutations to Bhagavan. You see that, how nice it is. Namami. Always when you come across a verb, take the verb first. Namami. First person, singular, present tense verb, which means I salute. I bow to. Namami, I bow. Aham namami. Aham is understood. Aham is not given there, it's understood. Namami means aham namami. I bow to. So whom do I bow to? Bhagavantam, Ishwaram, the Lord. And who is this Lord here? Vishnum. See, all the words are in objective case. Vishnuhu, Jishnuhu, Mahavishnuhu, Pavavishnuhu, Maheshwaraha, Aneka Rupa Daityantaha, Purushottamaha. There's 6-7 names of the Lord. He just narrates all 7 names. No, he enumerates all 7 names and he says, I bow to the Lord who is of this 7 names. So Vishnu, already you know Vishnu, I've been repeating many times, all pervasive. Vyapnoti sarvamiti Vishnu. I bow to the all pervasive Lord. Jishnu, I bow to the Lord who is ever victorious, absolutely who is ever victorious is the Lord. Mahavishnu, there is no greater, there is nothing which is more pervasive, absolutely pervasive. One who is of the nature of absolutely all pervasiveness. Mahavishnu, same thing. Same meaning. Mahavishnu, Vishnu, the same name. Sometimes names are repeated with more adjectives to emphasize the, to express the inexplicable glory of the Lord. Vishnu, Jishnu, Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu, Vishnu mean the same. Vishnu, Jishnu, Mahavishnu, Prabhavishnu. Prabhavishnu means the one from whom the source of all creation. See, Prabhavati, Yasmat Sarvam Prabhavati Saha Prabhavishnu. The source of all creation. Maheshwaraha. Therefore, Bhagawan being all pervasive reality, Bhagawan being the ever victorious, Bhagawan being the only all pervasive Lord, and Bhagawan being the source of all creation, there is no greater Lord. Okay? Bhagawan is the greatest ruler, Maheshwara. And not only that, Aneka Rupa Daityantaha. See, Aneka varied, many. Aneka means many. Ekam one, Aneka many. Rupa many forms. Aneka Rupa, many forms. Daityaha means demon. Anta means one who puts an end. Anta means end. But all the words together becomes adjective of the Lord. Aneka Rupa Daityanam Antaha. Mean the one who puts an end to many demons, the demons of many forms. One who puts an end to all the demons of many forms. The demon is in the form of many forms. Okay, the many demons are many forms. It means the destroyer of all forms of demons. One who puts end to the demons of many forms. Aneka Rupa Daityanam Antaha. Daityantaha. him daityantam. Aneka rupa daityantaha is the name of the Lord. One who puts an end to the demons of many forms. Him aneka rupa daityantam. All the words are an objective case. And this Lord is there as the most exalted nature of all beings. Purushottamaha. I bow to that Lord. Vishnum Jishnum Mahavishnum Prabhavishnum Maheshwaram Aneka Rupa Daityantam Namami Purushottamam. Palavidamana Palarupangil Arakkarakali Arakkarin Mudive Seikindravan. Okay. Vishnum Jishnum Mahavishnum Prabhavishnum Maheshwaram Aneka Rupa Daityantam Namami Purushottamam. Okay.